Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all the mirrors all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Beatles, music, wine, and then blue bump and get on top.
The glory hole is like a dick theater. I've imagined your family.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, as we start this podcast...
I'm tonguing your mic.
Wow, that's special. Yeah, so this is Mrs. Adam, and Mr. Adam is too busy over there licking my microphone.
I'm on your side of the table.
So I know.
This is one of those rare occasions. In fact, this may be the first time ever that you're driving the laptop because I'm sitting under the AC.
Yes.
So this is what it looks like from your side of the world.
I know, I get to see outside.
Yeah, no wonder you make me sit over there because I'm already like, ooh, look, bird. Ooh, look, tree.
Yeah, yeah. You're not going to focus on this one, are you?
No, I'm already.
All right. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another By the By. This could be an interesting one.
This is going to be an interesting one. This is the last one of the year.
I was thinking more interesting because I have to try and keep you on track.
Well, yeah,
but it is the last one of the year.
This is our end of year wrap up and next year's wishful listing thing.
Mm-hmm. And because it's right before the holidays, we have our eggnogs
and
whiskey.
Eggnog! Woohoo!
Yes.
I'm so excited. Yeah, so rarely do we find eggnog down here in Australia, but we walked like 2K, 4K round trip, uphill both ways in the sweltering, 20 degrees.
Is it actually only 20 out there now?
I don't know. Let's see.
It has cooled down a lot.
Alexa, what is the temperature in Sydney, Australia?
In Sydney, Australia, it's 22 degrees with cloudy skies.
All right, well
tonight,
done.
Tonight, you can look for cloudy skies moving in and out with a low of 20 degrees.
Alexa, stop. Damn it, woman. I just asked you for the temperature. I didn't ask for the future.
Yes.
Yeah, so 22 degrees.
Yes. Yes, it's been very hot and sweltery here lately, so it's nice to have this bit of a reprieve.
Oh, God, yesterday was miserable. It was like 37. It was horrific.
Yeah.
All right. So... we have our eggnog, and I'm
yes.
very excited by that.
Yes.
It's almost as good as my beers, but...
it's more Christmassy.
It is more Christmassy, so I'm excited. All right, so, that's right. Oh, my God.
What?
In 4 days, it's my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
By the time people listen to this, well, hashtag we record these way in advance. By the time people listen to this, I'll be 40.
Yes. It's exciting.
Is it?
It's a whole new era for you.
I know. But
think
it's
about
also
how much
the
better,
end of an era for me.
Yeah, but think about how much fun your 30s have been, and then 40s are going to be way better.
I hope so. Well, I mean, I'm not sure, actually. They can be way better, my 40s. My 30s, once I found you, my 30s were kind of like holy smack in the face with a lot of different body parts, balls.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm not going anywhere, so it's only going to get better.
Yay! Woohoo! Yeah. I guess we could do a whole decade in review. No, but
oh
we're not.
Oh my God, we're not going to do that. No. No, I'm going to put the stop there.
But what if people want to hear?
All right, well, let's do this year in review.
Fine. This year in review. You want to start?
Well, I admittedly this year has been really chock full for us and has absolutely flown by. But still, when I was thinking back to what did we do this year, I was like, I don't really remember. And then I was reminded that we started off in January by going back to the U.S. to visit family and that kind of thing. And that was fun because we got to go to New York.
Yes.
And we did a lot of shopping in New York.
Yes.
We got a few pieces of clothing, went to a couple clubs, and
yep.
Yeah, had an all-around good time.
Yeah.
And we got to go to Disney.
I'm thinking of all the theater that we saw in New York. I'm thinking of the shopping that we did that was kind of amazeballs. Mm-hmm. And the clubs that we went to and yeah. how I'm still remembering the first club that we went to that was kind of, the people in there were kind of odd.
It was not exactly our scene.
It wasn't our scene.
No.
But it was still fun.
It was fun.
And yeah. then the next place that we went to that was advised to us by mm-hmm. one of the couples in the first place, mm-hmm. the first night. And it was fun. I actually really enjoyed that place. And I think if we were more local to New York, that would have been one of the places we'd go to more often. Yeah. But it was still, the people were just kind of, they're different. The swingers were different than what we were used to. They were less conversational and more just bump and run. Yeah, see what I did there?
Yeah, I do.
But yeah, that was still a great experience. Mm-hmm. And then going to, you know, seeing our friends that were our first full swap couple. Yes,
that's right.
I mean, we catching up with them. That was awesome. That is kind of in the way back machine.
Yeah.
And then
they're still fun people. We still like them.
Oh yeah, absolutely, dude. Yeah. I'll never forget the time after I hooked up with them for the first time. And we went downstairs and we're having some beers, you know, just kind of chilling out. And somehow, I don't know, I must have said something that made her go, wait, what? And she goes, Bradford, how many women have you had sex with? And I kind of sat there and I went, counting you, this many, and held up two fingers. The look on her face was just like, oh, my God. I was like, yep, you're my silver medal. That poor girl. She's a trooper.
Yeah. And she doesn't have a complex about it, so it's fine.
No, she doesn't.
Well, not that we know of anyway.
I don't think she does. Yeah, and so then we went to San Francisco. I'm not San Francisco, L.A.
Yes.
Same state, yeah, close enough.
A little further south.
We went to L.A., and that was awesome.
Yes.
The stock room.
Yep, we went to stock room and did some more shopping because, you know, what else do you do when you're in the U.S.?
But stock up on fetish wear and sex toys.
Yeah, yeah. We filled a few suitcases with that.
We came back with our largest suitcase filled to the brim with nothing but... And that's a suitcase that you could curl up and fit in bodily.
I actually still think it's funny that one of our little carry-ons, we checked it, but one of our little carry-ons had our harnesses in it. And they have their chain, so they're wicked heavy. And we had that along with, I don't know, a bunch of other stuff, some board games and whatever we'd bought there. And, I mean, that little tiny carry-on suitcase weighed 45 pounds. So it was under the weight limit.
But just barely.
But you still don't ever get those little ones that are that heavy. And, of course, that one was opened up and had the little TSA check thing in it. Because they're probably like, what the hell is so heavy in this suitcase? Yeah.
Dead body?
Nope, board games and chain harnesses.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, so that was January.
Yeah.
And then February was huge.
Oh, first pendulum party.
First pendulum party. Pendulum I. If you will, if we're doing the Roman numeral things, which is what Lawrence really wants to do, which I wish I'd known that because we'd have done like 3DD, but now that we're coming up on 5, it's, you know, pendulum V and, oy, so excited. Yes. Sorry. I just thinking back at pendulum and how awesome it was that first time and how nervous I was and how stressed out I was and how it was, I didn't really have fun until the very end, but boy, did we have fun with a nice fivesome.
Yes. Yes. You did finally relax a bit, which was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it is good though, that we've done 4 pendulum parties now and we've already, scheduled up the ones for next year unofficially. We'll have to get the dates released, but yeah, we're going to do it again. It's going to keep going and it's awesome.
The first one of the year will be in February.
It will be. I'll have to look up the exact date.
I know the exact date. It's the 16th.
Okay.
It's 2 days after Valentine's Day.
There you go.
Because Valentine's Day is on a Wednesday this year.
I knew it was in the teens. So yeah, February 16th.
So February.
Next pendulum,
bitches.
Put it on your calendar.
That's right.
Show up. Have fun.
Be there or be square.
Yeah.
But what's wrong with squares? I like squares. Mm-hmm. They're pointy on edges.
What? You do like pointy things.
I do. Yeah, so Pendulum was amazing. I mean, that was mm-hmm. such a fun event. And then each of the others after have been just as much, if not more fun, because each time we have a Pendulum, I get a little more relaxed.
Yeah. And such great people, so easygoing. And it's just what I really like about it is the fluidity of the play. Everybody gets along well. Everybody comes in with such a great attitude and get along so well with everyone else there. And the fluidity of the play, it's, you know, just doesn't matter. It's a little more of the puppy pile kind of feel, or at least the parts that we're involved in. I know there's play going on elsewhere in the club as well. But yeah, it's just nice, comfortable, and you can just explore. And if you just want to sit and watch, you can sit and watch as well.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
Sometimes we do that.
Yeah.
in a non-creepy way. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm watching you. No.
I thought you were going to lick it again. That's not creepy.
This is your mic. No. Can I hear that? I wonder if I can put the mic in my mouth.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Please don't do that.
I could almost get
am I going
to... What?
Am I going to take it away from
it's
you?
It's just so weird that I'm on this side of the table. It's throwing off my game. I don't feel like I'm funny. Okay, I'm better.
No, you're not.
Sex Ed in the City was pretty fucking big this year.
Yeah.
Considering we did 12, 14, 16 different things with it.
We had classes every month at our secret spot.
Yes.
Yeah. And then we went down to Sexpo in Melbourne, and we did classes there on three of the days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yep.
So
one of which
good.
It was just us.
Yes.
Which was fun and terrifying without mischief's energy.
I know.
But then on the next 2 days, she was there and was like, oh, whew, we have our security blanket. All right. Yeah, so that was awesome.
Yeah, that was fun.
But yeah, Sex Ed has been really great. Mm-hmm. It's great response. A lot of people have given us a lot of positive feedback, and it's been kind of exciting.
Yeah, so look forward to a little more, bigger, better next year.
Yeah, we are now officially all kind of together with, there's that official threesome of Mischief, OSS, and By the By, to the three of us coming together in a... I'm getting notifications. Sorry.
And you're getting stink eye, too.
I am. It's we're the three of us are together now as a holy trinity of mm-hmm. awesomeness called Sex Ed.
Mm-hmm. In the city.
In the city. SEITC.
Yes. What else? What came? I'm having trouble remembering.
Yeah, I know. Let's see. Hack Live. We did Hack Live. Yeah. That was an experience.
Yes, that was interesting.
That was an experience in what people assume that swingers are and do, and then is vastly different than the actual reality, and they were disappointed.
Yes.
That was a perfect example of down here at the ABC not really knowing... I don't think that they did their research before
doing this. I would tend to
agree. Considering that the first thing we noticed as we were about to sign the paperwork was that it was going to be on a show called Sex Addiction.
Right.
Wait, what? And it was clear that they filmed us for a good 8 hours, six mm-hmm. hours that night, and then I think used a grand total of a minute and a half to 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag, wow, you wasted a lot of money.
And time.
Yes. And the questions that we got, which was, is this a normal night?
Yeah.
Yes, this is a normal night. Oh.
Except for the fact that
you guys are here and keep doing things and keep expecting us to turn this into Caligula.
Yeah, yeah. So it was interesting to see what their expectations were versus reality. And I think it was, at least for a few of the people that were involved, it kind of seemed like it was a bit eye-opening as the night went on, because you kind of saw the light bulb go off for each of them at some point. And yeah, and then, you know, if you enlighten one or two, well, that's something, I guess.
Yes, indeed. Oh, God, that was so funny. So yeah, that was good.
Mm-hmm.
That was entertaining and fun, I think. That resulted in the first time, I think, that... that I had been recognized outside of, you know, the podcast land Right. Actually, no, it was the second time, because the first time was the article that we had written last December for Mamma Mia. Mm-hmm. So that was something that somebody had recognized me and said, "Hey, I've seen you on Facebook." Like, yes, right. So, but this was the first time that one of my customers had recognized me. Yeah. That was entertaining. But again, not a big deal.
Yeah, no.
So yeah, that was
like you always say, it's only awkward if you make it awkward.
That's right. And I did my best to make it awkward. So the next thing that I had on my list that I remember doing this year that I was really excited about was our interview with Cooper S. Beckett.
I was just thinking about that.
Of Life on the Swing Set. Yeah. So Cooper approached us and said, "Hey, would you like to do a review of my book? My new book that's coming out." And I think both of us fought each other to get to the email in time to respond so quickly. Cause it was like bloody oath. Yes, we would absolutely love to do that. Mm-hmm. And so we talked to Cooper and well, I mean, there's a podcast out on it, so yeah, you can hear it, but just talking to him. And what's great and interesting about that too, was the fact that after the podcast was recorded, mm-hmm, we talked to him for a bit longer, mm-hmm, and that was still some of my favorite conversation, which is kind of unfortunate that we didn't get to share that with the folks. But it was just, it was such a great kind of like back and forth over, most of that was over Desire and what he's done at Desire and how excited we were. Because both of us, I think, were always interested by Desire.
But we weren't sold on it.
No. And honestly, I don't think I was really excited about any kind of lifestyle resort, having listened to all the podcasts that people had put out and all the write-ups and blah, 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 blah. But when I read his book, Approaching the Swingularity, that was when I thought, huh, this sounds great.
Yeah.
Even though the book is full of nothing but like just like people trying to get out of their heads and how we all have those issues.
Yep.
That's what got me thinking, wow, that
sounds maybe like, we could do this.
This sounds fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess at that point, by the time we had interviewed and talked to Cooper, we had already booked for Passion in Paradise.
Oh yeah, we booked for Passion way back early in the year.
Late December, early January.
Yeah. We had, because for me it was, I don't do the whole relaxing and like sit on the beach thing well.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to use Passion, admittedly, as a gateway to Desire to see, you know, because
it's a gateway drug.
Yeah. Because it truly is. But because it's closer and cheaper, and just to see,
right,
can I be in that kind of environment and kind of come down and relax and enjoy myself? Or am I going to be like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do the entire time?
Yeah.
In which case, it's not worth me flying halfway around the world to go do that at Desire. And after reading that, his book, Approaching the Swingularity, and we'll touch on it later, but also then after going to Passion in Paradise, it was one of those, absolutely, you know, I can certainly do this, and I totally, absolutely look forward to it and cannot wait for next year.
Yeah.
But even just after reading his book, I was like, okay, there's a lot more going on. There's a lot to do. There's enough people to interact with. I think I can do this. And then after Passion, it was like, yes, absolutely. Can do. Will do.
It's really funny because, you know, I know his book is nonfiction, but I also know that it's based in
reality.
There's
a grain of truth in there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's clear that it's based in reality. Yeah. And that was one of those things, because it's funny that you were saying, oh, after reading his book, it's like as if it's a guide, which I know it's not, but it sort of is. But this just goes back to the, if you haven't read his books, read his books.
Yeah.
I think Approaching Swingularity was a blast. If you like the Game of Thrones style, George R. R. Martin, where you're character to character to character, mm-hmm, it's very much in that vein. But it's so much fun. And it just got me so excited. So, and I'm still like, it's really funny because not too long ago I counted the number of weeks and I was like, ugh, like 48 more weeks or 46 more weeks or whatever it is now.
And I think part of what resonated with us too is that during the week of the Life on the Swing Set takeover, it is a bit more queer friendly, a little more on the kink side than I would say quote unquote normal weeks at Desire.
Well, yeah,
and
absolutely.
And that fits in a lot more with our personalities.
And I'm so excited for that because I'm pretty sure it was when we were talking to him offline, mm-hmm, that he said that week that last week that they had done it, that Desire had seen more male-on-male kissing than it had ever seen in its entire existence.
That's exciting.
And just hearing that, just, oh, that's such an exciting, I'm so looking forward to it.
Because ultimately it shouldn't matter. Kissing is kissing.
Yes, exactly.
Doesn't matter who's doing it.
I'm terrified, but in a very positive, excited kind of way.
Terrified why? How?
Just because I'm, you know how it is. It's like Santa Claus. You know, you've got this sort of ideal of what Santa Claus is and what he should be and how amazing he can be. But then when you finally see him, he's just some big fat guy with a white scraggly beard in a red velour tracksuit. That was such a highlight of the year to get to talk to him because he's a hero.
We should do it again.
I think we should definitely do it again. We'll message him tonight. that was so much fun. That was a blast. Then the next big thing that I had on my list of exciting shit that we did was the Australian Adult Industry Awards. As most of our listeners know, we were nominated for in the category of podcast, and we were like, well, hell, why don't we just go? And we did. It was great. I mean, it was a lot of fun. All in all, it was a great...
Jack went with us.
Jack went with us. That was hilarious and funny. Entertaining. You were in a fucking wheelchair. And I was in the wheelchair.
I still remember him, you guys trying to get the wheelchair through the little tiny revolving door. It wasn't even a big one. This little tiny old revolving door.
And people staring at us. And then when we left, they were like, why don't you just take the fucking door? And we were like, because we didn't see the fucking door.
Well, I saw the door, but it had a plant and a little chain thing in front of it. So you didn't think it could open.
So that was hilarious. Yeah. The whole thing, I'm reminded, remembering it back, it was basically a 90s sitcom.
Yeah.
Like, that's basically what the whole night kind of ended up being.
But we had good company sitting with us.
We really did. The people we talked to, the people who came and left, some of the industry ladies that we talked to, Jack stealing somebody's award so he could get a photo with it. The whole thing is, I look back at it, it's sort of surreal. Was it a lot of fun? Abso-fucking-lutely.
Was it worth the money? No.
Was it worth the money? Definitely not. No. Would we do it again? I don't know. Maybe. The whole thing was just kind of surreal.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
It was fun.
Definitely a 90s sitcom.
It's funny, I'd forgotten I was in the wheelchair for that one. This,
you in the wheelchair. Oh, my God. So funny. Yeah.
At least I got out of the house.
Indeed, you did.
And you didn't push me into the harbor, which is even more amazing.
It was touch and go for a moment. So, other things were Sexpo twice. We already touched on that, but we did two Sexpos this year. Neither one of them in Sydney. We did more traveling for sex this year than we've ever done.
Yeah, that's true.
We did... You know, even though we had... So, I listened to the last year's review... our last year's podcast review, and we talked about all the swingcations that we went on. And I think about this year, we really didn't do that many swingcations. I mean, we went places with
swinger friends.
With swinger friends, but they weren't like sex based.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had a couple of, I know a trip to the Hunter Valley with Danny and Sandy that was sex ish based. Mm-hmm. We had another trip with them out to Mudgee. That was fun. And, you know, a couple of wine trips, I should say, with them. But, it wasn't revolving around sex. Right. It was just friends that we went out with and we could be positive with.
You can be who yourself.
Sorry, I am now thinking of a question I'm going to ask you. I don't want to ask it right now, but it's like... so I've got to write it down.
But yeah, we didn't have as many swingcations this year, but we did a lot of other things to explore different, we traveled a bit more to explore different other avenues that were kind of sex related.
Yeah, and it was really kind of a blast.
It was interesting to have the, just different experiences and perspectives. And
it was a completely different year for us than last year, especially from the podcast sort of point of view. In that last year, a lot of the stuff that we did was... It was, I'm going to say, powered by us as individuals, as people, I should say. The swingcations we went on were because we were, you know, we went on trips with C&D, we went trips on with Harry and Sally, you know, I'm forgetting all the names, Tony and Maria, all the couples, you know, that we always enjoyed spending time with and liked as people. We did a lot of that stuff. Whereas this stuff was more, this year was more podcast related, like Trips with Sexpo.
I would say it was more externally related.
Trips with Sexpo. And of course, you know, with the times we spent with Lola Lady and the Ginger Tramp, I mean, that's kind of, most of that time was both, you know, it was fun to just spend time with them. And it was business sort of stuff as well. So it was kind of weird. Yeah. It was a different year. And I really kind of liked, don't get me wrong, I love doing the fun swingcations with our friends, and I would love to do more of that in 2018, but it was kind of nice to be business, kind of like, we're going to Sexpo because this, for this weekend, it's our job.
And I actually enjoyed Sexpo that way. I'm gonna say a lot more, because we were able to talk to the vendors a lot more in depth, learn more about the companies, their products, what they do, services, all of it. And I find that to be absolutely fascinating. And it's interesting because we've talked to people that we knew who have never been to Sexpo before, going or whatever. And my advice is always talk to the vendors. They know their product or their service better than anyone else, better than what you're going to get just wandering around looking at it. And they're there for 4 days for, what, 12 plus hours a day?
Yeah,
they want
least.
People to talk
they're,
to.
They're sometimes bored out of their minds.
They need entertainment. And you know, you ask them about what they do. If you're kind of looking at something and you're like, "What? How does that toy work? Or how does this work?" Or if it's a clothing thing, you know, ask them about that. But just, it's so much fun to talk to these people. And there's such a variety of people there. And I think that's what I find really, really interesting. And because we were there for the podcast, you get a different perspective, I would say, on everything.
I agree, because people were so kind to talk to us and so willing to talk about.
And it was very nice of everyone to take time out of their day because, you know.
But they were also really passionate about their stuff. And that's, it was so much fun. So I really enjoyed that. I'm looking forward to Sexpo because it's in Sydney next year.
Yes.
It's going to be super easy for us to spend all fucking day there because we can just come home and crash here. I'm really excited by the potential for for, you know, the podcast as a business next year. It was good. And we had product support this year.
Yep.
We had, you know, our relationship with After Dark Intimate Wipes, which if you haven't used them yet, fucking come on, people, do it. So that's exciting. I know that there's been some requests from them for them to ship out of the country, and they're still working on
that. They're investigating that.
So that's exciting as well for them.
Yeah.
Mystery Vibe, working with them, that was such an awesome toy that we both really loved. We
if you haven't checked it out, go check out the Crescendo.
The Crescendo is amazing. Clona Willy.
Yes.
And the care package that they sent us, and the fucking fun that we've had with them. We still need to podcast about the Clone of Pussy experience.
We do need to do that one.
That was
coming in 2018.
That was interesting, disturbing, and
it requires a take two as well.
Yeah,
just like the Clone of Willy had it, the penis had a take two. This one's going to require a take two.
Yeah. So
we have take one. We learned a few things.
We did. So. But that was great. I mean, it's exciting and fun and just kind of stupidly goofy. And
it's just so much fun to do that stuff.
Yeah. So after that, I've got notes down of Passion in Paradise.
Now what kind of notes?
Well, honestly, it just says Pip. So what, tell me, like, in just like a short paragraph, Passion in Paradise, what does that bring to mind?
To me, the first thing I think about, I just pictured that area up there, the far north Queensland area, because it's such a beautiful part of the country, and it's just, it's warm, it's humid, it's everything you think the tropics should be. And the people were so inviting and nice up there. It's a little bit of paradise. That's what I picture in my head. Hence the name.
Doy.
But it really is. Like, it's just a happy place and relaxing. The people, the group of people that were there, such a great mix of people. There was a lot of variety in personalities and where everybody came from, backgrounds and all of that. But yet there was something very similar between everybody. And maybe it's just the whole swinger mentality.
I think it is.
But just everyone got along so well. And you could float between quote-unquote groups of people or couples, and you could pick up conversation anywhere and have a great time. Well, it didn't matter.
It's interesting because you say groups of people, and the word that, of course, pops into my mind is click. But clicks are exclusive. You don't float between clicks. Yeah, they're closed off. But it was groups of people, but that word doesn't really work either.
But it was more you'd have like six or seven people sitting on this side of the pool, and then over here under this umbrella you'd have some more people, and then people kind of moving back and forth. And
it was so easy to float in between. And I still remember that initial bus ride where we're all kind of nervous and all, because we were all first timers except for maybe one couple on that bus ride. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just how we were all kind of like a little bit nervous until that first stop.
Yeah.
And we got drinks, and then immediately one of the fellows was passing drinks around. Yeah. And like right there, alcohol is this great the great social lubricant, easy for me to say. And it was just such a, from then on, it was such a wonderful, positive experience.
And it was nice too, because we were the first van load of people to get there. And so we went out of the outer kind of patio area, and we're sitting around in sort of a loose circle chatting and everything. But as every group came in, the circle got bigger and bigger and bigger. It wasn't like, oh no, you guys have to split off and do your own
and
circle.
And I loved that.
It was just so inclusive.
Yes. And every time a new group came, it was pull up another chair,
some more chairs. And people moved around even, because I know somebody would go get a drink, somebody would take their chair, they would go sit on the other side, and it didn't matter.
And there was it was just fantastic. It's exactly what I'd hoped it would be. It was actually, listen to the podcast. We did three podcasts on it.
Yeah.
It was better than I expected.
Absolutely.
I had expected.
Yeah.
So that was, it was good enough that by day two that we were already chatting with Lola Lady and Ginger Tramp about doing it the same thing next year.
Yeah.
And on day three, Ginger Tramp and I went to the organizer and said, hey, we want the exact two rooms that we've got. We want to be neighbors again next year. We want these rooms again next year. Yeah. And she was like, all right, they're yours. And I mean, it's like, I'm already so excited about it. And I can see you dancing in your seat over there. So that was pretty badass.
Yeah, that was way more than I expected, for sure.
So now.
Normally being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Now, I guess the next thing that I can really think of is stuff that hasn't actually happened yet, which coming up on the end of the year, in 10 more days of 2017, we've got two big things coming up.
Yes.
One being my stupid birthday.
Yes.
And then two being my
awesome birthday party. So excited for this. You're definitely going to hear about it in the new year, because I'm sure it'll be a spectacular time. But we're going to have the splashing party at our secret spot.
And again, if you don't know what splashing is, picture the movie 9 1/2 Weeks, where they have sex on the kitchen floor in front of the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. It's food play with, food play.
Yeah.
So we've got...
And it can be eating food off of people, smearing it on them, having it done to you.
Look, it's going
to
end up being a big, naked, sexy food fight.
Yeah.
We got 22 certains that I think are coming.
Yes.
And then it's an open party for anybody. So if you're in the Sydney area on December 28th and you want to get away from...
Tomorrow by the time this comes out?
That's right. If you're in the Sydney area fucking tomorrow and you want to get away from your family because, family... just come on down to our secret spot, and it's going to be kind
of
awesome.
And it is, we're going to block off one of the rooms with all the showers for easy cleanup. That's going to be the splosh zone. So there will be other non-splosh rooms to play in if you want. But it is going to be, I really, really look forward to this because we've never done anything like this before. No. And the club's never done anything like this before. No. So it's going
to
be.
Lawrence's sweet little eyes lit up when, when we mentioned it to him. He is like a kid in a candy store. Yeah, I think he just wants to be part of a food fight. And I have to be honest, I have never in my entire life been part of a food fight.
Yeah, I don't think I have either.
So that's kind of exciting.
Not a proper food fight, no.
Yeah, no, so I'm looking forward to that. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And 40 doesn't really bother me. It sort of bothers me, but only because I think of, like, having only you and I for the last really, you know, 6 years, 7 years, however long it's been.
Five years.
It feels like longer.
I'm sure it does.
But wishing I'd had more time to spend with, you know, of this time, you know. So anyway, not important. It is important, but it's not to dwell on.
You can't change it.
Yeah. So yeah, that's, I'm pretty excited for Thursday night.
Yeah, I am too. It's going to be so, so much fun.
And then New Year's Eve.
Yes.
I guess that's another. So three big things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's going to be awesome because we're going, this is the first time in 3 years
that we're going to the club.
We're going back to the club.
Since the first time we went to the club.
It'll be the anniversary of our first experience at the club.
Yeah.
What's really funny is I'm sure people are going to go back and listen to the like the podcast that we did on that.
Yeah.
And I should listen to that. And
we probably should because we'll laugh our heads off.
Yeah, because I know both of us are like, we're not club people. We're not club people. We're not club people.
Yeah.
And now it's, we spent
a lot of time
there. We spent a lot of time there. Yeah. You know, everybody knows us. The bartender... We're so close to the club that the bartender of the bar two doors down from the club is invited to my birthday party, the squashing birthday party. I mean, so there you go. That shows you how much time we spend in that area now.
Yeah.
We should live there, but we don't. So, yeah, it's the New Year's Eve party is going to be kind of awesome. Looking forward to that. Yes. I don't expect to really play with anybody.
Nah.
But
no, my guess is it'll be too covered up and we won't want to. But we'll see what happens. Yeah.
You know, it's
you never know.
Yeah.
We'll have to post pictures because I have a new dress coming in, and hopefully it actually looks good.
It is a Kim Kardashian dress,
which is
kind of funny considering you are the antithesis of Kim Kardashian.
Well, we'll see what it looks like, and it may or may not make the cut, but we'll at least post pictures for New Year's Eve one way or the other.
Yeah, because I have a special suit that I hope Kim's here, gets in. So
I have a backup as well, needed.
But a backup suit?
No, a backup dress for me.
What's my backup?
You're like, naked?
You're nothing. You're fucked.
Naked.
A towel. You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel. Okay. So, do you have any other like highlights of the year? Like just going through like that?
I think we've hit it all. It's been a busy year.
It's been
a
very busy year.
But it's been awesome.
You know, I know we have said this before, but I know we don't say it enough. A really big thank you to Lawrence and Jess at Our Secret Spot.
For sure.
You know, we just made fun of our first experience with them, but honestly, they are family.
Yeah.
You know, they have taken us in. They have helped us out in so many ways, both with the podcast, Lawrence and Jess, both taking that leap of faith with the Pendulum Party, saying, we'll give it a go. We'll give it a, let's see what it's like. Jess pushing to make it a Friday night rather than a Thursday or a Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget her looking at Lawrence and going, let's just try it. Let's do it Friday night. Let's do it a Friday night. Pick a Friday night. And then doing it. And it was such a quick, the ticket sales were super fast. I get excited and emotional just like how positive it's been working with them and how easy it's been working with them.
And also for giving a home to Sex Ed in the City and a place to do that. Because I think that that's something that the community definitely needs. And it's, you know, without a location, it wouldn't exist.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely without Our Secret Spot, you know, By the By would not be where it is. And the Sex Ed in the City wouldn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
We would have lost, you know,
yeah.
It would have just been lost. So, yeah, we're definitely we're nothing without Our Secret Spot. And we absolutely love them. And plus, they invited us to their company picnic or their company Christmas party.
Yeah.
And that's just, it makes me all excited. And it's great.
You got the warm fuzzies.
I do. I have the warm fuzzies. And I love that place. And I would do anything for them. So, but beyond that, let's talk about bests of the year.
So okay.
This is one of those things that you probably knew most of the stuff I was going to talk about before.
Right.
Right. But surprise, surprise, I'm going to hit you with some bams.
Hit me with your best shot. I'm
gonna. Okay. What is, like, sexually, mm-hmm. your best experience that you can remember for this year? Like, what's, like, your best experience?
It's hard to say best, but the one that comes to mind
first.
You can
have multiples.
Okay, I was going to say the one that comes to mind first for me was when we played with the single guy at the club in Perth.
Oh my God, I got that written down here.
That's the one that comes to mind first.
Okay.
Because it was so unexpected. We went there that night not expecting to play with anyone. And he caught our eye as soon as we walked in. We didn't really think we would have a chance to play with him at all. And then it just everything worked out to where we did. And he was bi. And like that nice fluid bi that goes back and forth between and doesn't. There's no hesitation or anything, and it just is comfortable, and yeah, and that was, I would say that was, that came to mind first.
Yeah, and he was the lead gymnast for a very prominent...
Acrobat
show.
He was lead acrobat.
Whatever, acrobat, yeah, that's right. Lead acrobat for a very prominent acrobat traveling show.
I don't know if they get squeaky about being called gymnasts versus acrobats. I don't know
dude, but he was built like David.
Yeah like you could see the muscles on him as if he were an anatomy book.
Yeah, it was amazing. And yeah, touching him was like touching the table. It was, I had never touched anybody who was as I don't want to say exercised or built, but like I've never touched anybody who was made like him.
Yeah
It was awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's funny that you said that, because that was mine as well. Damn it. You stole mine. Okay. So then complete the sentence.
Uh-huh.
In 2017, I'll never forget.
The gentleman.
Aw, that's true.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah, that was
an
serendipity.
Yeah. I was going to say an unexpected find, but yeah.
Yeah, because that was the first time we met him, was the second Pendulum Party.
Yep.
I will never forget the email, because that was, you know, part of Pendulum is Lawrence gets emails from single guys and then he passes it on to me and I get to, you know, it's usually me, get to veto or pass on them, or, you know, yes or no's.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I feel like Caesar. And so I remember his coming in and instantly going, oh, he's cute.
Uh-huh.
And then he was the first person yeah, there.
8:31.
The door opened at 8:30. I think he was pacing out front and it's like, I don't want to be too early. But at 8:31 he popped in, and it was, yeah, it's been a very positive experience,
yeah,
with him and kind of growing together with
and
him.
Again, he's got that fluidity that's really nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And we've both played separately with him. Yep. And he's so
easy.
He's
even stayed we haven't talked about that, but he stayed the night with both of us separately,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about it on the podcast. You and I have talked about it, but yeah.
We haven't talked about it with the microphone people. Hello,
no.
Microphone people. Yeah, no, that was, it's been so, yeah, easy with him, and I really, really like him and hope he sticks around through all of 2018. And yeah, I guess we could talk about, as an add-on, one of my things I would like to do in 2018 is go away for a weekend with him,
yeah,
like the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be fun.
I think we can manage that.
Let's see. So
if we're talking about an event, though, to complete that sentence,
mm-hmm,
I would say Passion in Paradise.
I would agree with that. I'll never forget Passion, yeah, in Paradise. The whole thing
and
was...
And the people there, yeah, and just that whole experience. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're bonded for life with some of those folks. I'll never forget the balloons. That would be me. I'll never forget the balloon dildos.
Mm-hmm.
And you taking one of those balloon dildos and going, all right, guys, in front of there was eight of us in a circle, and you went, all right, I'm going to go play with these. Anybody who wants to come watch can come. And it was like, it was like the Roadrunner. You know how the Roadrunner goes, just disappears, and there's like a shadow ghost, mm-hmm, dust bunny roast runner? Roadrunner. I'm so excited I can't even complete a sentence. You would think this is only my first, second drink. Anyway, so excited. Yeah, and everybody was just as excited as I am, yeah, right now to watch you masturbate with, yeah, balloon animals.
Mm-hmm. It was exciting.
It was so funny.
Yeah, I just like the afternoon orgy time. Yeah.
Yeah. Sky rockets at night. Afternoon orgy. Yeah, it doesn't work.
Doesn't work, does it? No. Yeah,
but it was still delightful. All right,
so how would you complete the sentence?
So again, I'll never forget the balloon animal dildos. That's something that I'll flip through the pictures on my phone occasionally, and I see you having sex with because I took pictures of those, and I'm like, gee. So that is definitely high on my list. I would also add, I'll never forget the glow party that we went to. That was chemically enhanced.
Yes.
The chemically enhanced glow party. Yes.
Yeah, I feel like we need to have another podcast to talk about some of these because there were things at that glow party. That glow party worked out very nicely. I mean, just inherently it did. And I feel like we need to have we've had a few events here at the end of the year that we haven't really talked about.
Yeah.
But I think it would be a good, we need to do that because there's the way that things have kind of fallen through and happened. It shows a bit of variety in how things work in Swingerland.
Yes.
And so I think it would be good to talk about that and show kind of different ways of looking at it and different ways of approaching it to people. So we should do that in January.
Yeah. So I'll never forget that. That was awesome. That was so much fun.
Yeah.
It was so easy.
Yeah.
And unexpected. Most mm-hmm. of the glow parties are like that for me, which is why I'm very excited for this coming weekend is another glow party.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's how I would say that. And best experience, you know, it's funny. I would think that my best experience also is probably one of two things. One, I have two probably best experiences, tied for best experience, would have been one of the orgy nights or orgy afternoons at Passion in Paradise. Mm-hmm. But the one after we'd already had sex where we were all sitting out and I was massaging everybody.
Yes.
And it was one of those, again, I was giving massages out to anyone.
Yep.
So I had massaged two guys and three ladies. And it was just great. Just doing, I think I was doing maybe 15, 20 minute massages.
And then we had the pistachio throwing contest.
That was hilarious. Just things that aren't necessarily sexual experiences, but were experiences that really give me that warm, fuzzy, safe comfort. Safe, I think,
and
is the word.
It builds that community.
Yeah.
As opposed to just...
And finally getting to meet, I think best experience, finally getting to meet Naughty Threesome.
Naughty Threesome.
From Perth. You know, Rocket and Naughty. That was so much fun.
Yeah.
To meet them and to finally put a face and a true personality behind the Twitter handle.
And
for them being the wonderful, sweet, intelligent, funny people that they are.
Just as good, if not better, than on Twitter. So, yeah, it's just, and that's always a lovely surprise.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah. And I think another best experience was, unfortunately, it was when you were traveling. You were in Italy, and the gentleman came with me to my first improv performance. He was there, and sort of getting to show him off to all of my, and I don't mean that in a gross way, but all of my improv friends who...
He was your arm candy.
He really was.
Yeah.
Everybody's asking who he is, and, you know, I'm telling him he's, you know, I'm introducing him as the boyfriend, and they, you know, he liked that, I liked that, and then him coming and spending the night, and he and I pushing boundaries with each other, I think that was kind of fun, because, you know, yeah, we did things that I don't think he's ever done before, and it was kind of fun to do that. So, yeah, but I think those are my best experiences.
Yeah.
Okay. So, then...
I feel like I need to get my game face on.
I know, right? I've only got one more question,
All right. Let's have it.
Yeah, I think I only have one more question. Okay. So, what was your favorite place that we had sex this year?
Oh, goodness.
Or the favorite, like, the two of us having sex experience this year?
All right, so favorite place that we had sex this year. I'm going to have to think about this one for a minute.
Because we went to a few fair
places. I'm trying to think of, we went to a fair few places. I'm just trying to think of, what's yours? And then I'll tell you what mine is.
My favorite was we were at a winery.
Yeah.
Blue Wren, I think, was where it was. And you and I got bored because we were with some friends.
I forgot
and
about that.
They were talking to, I don't even care who. But then you and I went wandering around, mm-hmm. and we were in the midst of the vines.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were in the Simeon row, and
somebody I got a Simeon.
and then you showed me your Shiraz, and you said, come on, yeah, and there I did. So that was, we had sex in the middle of, I'll just say 2017 is going to be a good year for Blue Wren Winery.
Yeah.
The Simeon's there.
2017, babe.
That's what I said, 2017.
I thought you said 2016.
I'm pretty sure I said 2017.
Okay, either way.
Let's review the tapes.
No, I'd completely forgotten about that one.
That's what...
I was trying to think of something outside, because it's like, I know we did, but yeah.
That was fun. And it was, again, it was kind of like, hee-hee-hee. That was exciting. So I think that's probably my favorite place we had sex this year. Because I do want to buy a Blue Wren 2017 Semillon when it comes released, just because, like, we were there. My DNA is in your wine.
Well, it's probably not. Most of it was in me, but yeah.
That's right.
We at least gave those grapes something to look at.
That's right.
Gave them a show.
You're
some entertainment.
So funny. That was great. That was good.
I'd forgotten about that. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's funny because I know we've gone. Where else have we gone?
I don't know. Because honestly, like, I was thinking one of my favorite times was that the glow party at OSS up in the orgy room. Because there were people watching, and it was just you and I were just really connected, and I think it was that, because we'd had a busy few weeks leading up to it, and we hadn't really taken that time to like really fully play with each other and explore and just, you know.
Is that the one where we 69'd for like 40 minutes?
It was a long time, yeah.
I mean, there was chafing on both of us due to oral play. It's always a good thing.
It's not an exotic place. It's a place we go to all the time, but still, like, it definitely stands out to me.
Yeah.
Now.
I would say another fun one that pops into my recent memory was the pegging that we did on the dinner table.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry, people. We wiped it down afterwards. That's why you have antibacterial wipes.
That's right. But technically, I wasn't on the table.
That's
but we
true.
Were right. I was.
You're bent over.
Yeah, I was bent over the table. So it wasn't on the table. Come on, people. We're not gross. We are, but we're not. We are. So that was good. That was fun.
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah. All right. So do you have any for me, or was it just me?
No, it was just you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So
you've got it all.
I don't, but I appreciate that. It's funny, I can't even read my own handwriting on my notes that I write. So, for next year.
Yeah.
What do you have, like, I guess, first of all, what are you excited about? Which I think I already know the answer, and I think everybody at home knows their answers as well.
I would say what I'm most excited about is all the trips at the end of the year, because all of our holidays are going to end up at the end of the year. We're going to Passion Paradise again. Hope to see a lot of the same people there, maybe some new faces. Yeah, just really excited for that experience again. And then shortly after that, we're going to go to the States. Well, I say the States, but North America. We're going to do Halloween Horror Nights and then go down to Mexico and have 2 weeks at Desire.
Yay!
For a Life on the Swing set, and then the C&D, We Got a Thing, Average Swingers, whatever, that group. It's 2 weeks at Desire. Probably going to be tired of the sun and alcohol by the end of it, but that's okay.
Well, it's really funny, because we were having a Skype chat with C&D at Swinging Down Under the other day, and D was like, dude, you realize that I lost my voice at, like, day three.
Yeah.
And I was like... okay. Like, all right, so learn sign language.
That's okay, because we're going to take sign language lessons early in the year.
But be Australian sign language, so nobody will understand.
That's true. We'll be Australian.
So we're fucked.
Well, I remember a little bit of American, not a lot, but yeah.
Yeah, I know how to order a drink, and this is going to be great.
Just point at the menu.
Yeah, me too.
I would say that's one of the things that I am most excited about. I'm also really excited because, you know, I'm hoping that we'll be able to do a bit more with the Sex Ed in the City stuff. I think there's some good potential for that.
There's potential for growth there. So
and I really do look forward to that, because it's such a fun thing, and people's reactions to it are great, and it's just you know, the people need educating, and it's a fun way to learn things. And yeah, I think that's definitely something I look forward to.
I do too. And it's, you know, and you just reminded me, one of my favorite things from this past year was, you know, stuff that, again, it was the before the 40s bucket list kind of thing. I wanted to do performance, get back into performing again. And so doing the improv helped me gain that courage to then we did Rule 34 together. So that to me, that was such a lot of fun to do that was like stripping.
Yeah.
Like, and I had never done anything really like that. So that was such a big bucket list item to get nearly naked in front of on a stage in front of a large audience of people who I had no intention of having sex with, which is weird. So that was a lot of fun and terrifying and exhilarating to do that. That was exciting. So I'm also looking forward next year to doing a few more of those. Yeah. So that'll be fun. And sort of pushing myself and my boundaries and things that scare me and trying to push myself into doing things that scare me a little more.
Mm-hmm. Get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, I'm looking forward to that. That's both exciting and terrifying. It's excitifying.
Yeah.
Terriciting. Terriciting. It's like a dinosaur. So, yeah. That's, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. It's going to be a good year.
It's going to be a good year, and it's going to be a big year. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, it's like, is there any experiences that you want to do that aren't like what's one thing that you hope to achieve in 2018 sexually?
I was going to say, because we missed out a little bit this year on it, I would like to have another swingcation with a swinger couple friend of ours. Mm-hmm. And I think even just a long weekend or something would be nice. But, you know, just it's nice to kind of get away, get in a different environment and kind of have that deeper connection. I know you'd mentioned the gentleman as well. And there's a trip we had talked about with him before that I think we could easily make happen. But I think some things like that, because we do want to get out and see a bit more and do some long weekends around Australia because there's so much here.
Yeah.
And so I think I'd kind of like to do a bit more of that with some of our swinger friends. And, you know, and I know we've got some that we met at Passion that we can easily, you know, because everybody's all over Australia, can easily go see them and then just see their area as well. And so I'd like to get out and do that a bit more and kind of keep those connections going because they're such great people.
I agree. I think that's... Yeah.
And then maybe have some sexy times while we're there, you know. Because why not?
So my big goal for 2018 is double penetration. Like, we need to check that off our list.
Like vaginal anal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we've had two penis in the vagina on you.
We've had penis and toy, but not two penises. Yes.
That's a list. Okay. And if we do that with ease, maybe we can get to airtight. Which I don't even know why that even means anything, but for some reason that sounds really dirty. Uh-huh. So yeah.
All right.
So that's
airtight on me or on you?
On you. I've been airtight so many times. It's not funny. yeah.
I think hashtag pendulum.
Hashtag pendulum. That's indeed. Yeah, there's actually a picture of it on the wall of fame at OSS now.
Yeah.
Both of us are on the wall of fame.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's like a goal.
All right, we can work on that. That's that'll be no problem.
I love it. Yeah, that's easy.
Yeah.
So
check that one off easily.
Anything else?
No, I think I'm good. Are you good?
Yeah. We had a question. Do we have time for a question?
Oh, we did have a really good question.
We had
two
questions, and one of which...
One of them followed up from the pegging episode, I know.
Yeah, which is the one I'm going to address real quick.
That we just had.
Yeah, okay.
So I think it's a good time to do it.
Yeah. So, constant listeners, the last two episodes, of course, were pegging. This one is from the Perverted Curlew. On Twitter, at Perverted Curlew.
I actually like that account.
I think it's hilarious. Yeah. He makes me laugh.
Yeah.
So, And we have no idea who this guy is.
Not a clue.
Which is even sort of better.
So but it adds to the mystique.
It adds to the mystique. So, but he direct messaged us a question. Question regarding pegging part two. Aside from the fact that one involves a female partner and one involves two guys, how would Bradford describe the differences between male-male anal play and male-female pegging? How does it feel differently? Is it significantly different? Thanks, perverted Curly. So I think this is a good question, and I think this is also something that shame on us for not addressing it in the pegging episode.
Yeah, for sure.
So the long and short of it is, it does feel similar, but it is also vastly different, if that makes sense. You know, because a guy's cock is connected to him, it moves differently. Mm-hmm. So no matter how tight the strap-on panties are, the strap-on feels different in how it connects to the body.
Because there's always a slight delay. There's a slight gap. There's something.
There's something. It's just different. So as you're moving in and out thrusting, it feels different. Mm-hmm. Because you don't have – it's not attached to you. It is not part of you. It's connected, but it's different.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing that feels different. Secondly is, you know, this is hard to explain, and it's probably easier. I think ladies will understand it for sure, because the question would be for a lady, how does a penis feel differently than an inserted dildo?
Yeah.
It's intrinsically different. It feels different. A penis is, no matter how hard a guy is, a penis is still kind of squishy.
Yeah.
And you can feel that. And when you're thrusting, if somebody is moving differently, the penis will move. It's not, you know, you can break a penis, but you know, it has a movement to it that feels natural. Whereas a dildo is just a dumb piece of plastic, wood, glass, metal, etc., whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So ultimately, if I had to pick one or the other, I would pick the real penis.
Yeah.
But there's something really nice about the connection that you and I get through pegging. So that's nice as well. I will say that there are dildos that you can get, like the one that we purchased through Fleshlight.
When we were at Sexpo,
At Sexpo. That feel as close to a real penis as anything I've felt.
That one does feel quite amazing. Yeah.
The texture, it's got a little bit of that squishiness to it. So, like, when I clench, I can feel it flex in me, which is kind of cool, which is what you feel. Because one of the things that I like to do with a real partner, male partner, is as they're pulling out, you clench to hold on, and then you let go, and they can thrust in. So that gives, it's almost a milking kind of feeling, which is, I hear, is nice. I know I've had it done to me, and I like it. So, that's... It is different, and I would prefer the real thing over the fake thing, but it's kind of hard to explain. I think ladies and guys who have pegged before will get the difference.
I was going to say, it's I can understand that, because, you know, while I would pretty much always say that, yes, I would choose a real penis over a dildo, there are times that that's what I want. Like, I just really want this particular toy. I want this feel, you know, just, and maybe it's for something different. I don't know, but yeah. I can understand that. That's a good analogy.
So, yeah. And I think, the going back to the biggest difference is how it is connected to
how
the body.
It moves.
And it's weird, because you can always tell that there's a bit of disconnect to it.
Yeah.
And furthermore on that, the strapless strap-on that you have is the closest to not feeling that.
Right.
You can still tell it's not real, but it's really close to, because it moves with you.
And I can tell a difference as well, because my movements don't have to be as severe to move it at all.
Right.
Because even with the tight panties or the harnesses, I still have to make, like, you know, instead of moving, I don't know, let's pick a distance, say 2 centimeters, I have to move maybe 3 to make it move too.
Because there's a bit of elasticity to it. You know, I would compare it to stretching a rubber band.
Yeah.
You know, you move your arm and then it comes with it. And you move your hand, or like if you're stretching a rubber band, you move a little and it comes with.
You can minimize that, of course, but it's still, there's always going to be something.
So yeah, hopefully that answered that question.
Yeah,
if
hopefully.
Not, Perverted Curlew, tweet at us again. Do you see what I did there? Because it's a bird and tweeting. Uh-huh. Yeah. Anyway.
Got it.
And the rest of you sexy fuckers, if you want to message us and ask us your questions, you can find us on Twitter at By The By Podcast, on Facebook, By The By Podcast, on Instagram, By The By Podcast. Wow, we're really consistent right now, except for our email address, which is theatomsoflove@gmail.com.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And also you can visit the website, www.bytheby.com.au.
That's right. Look at it.
Yeah.
See, you get over there on that side and you start doing the things. Again, if you're bored and in Sydney tomorrow night, come over to our secret spot for my birthday.
Yeah.
The big 4-0. You can blow out my candle.
Thanks for joining us.
Talk to you soon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.